This just released. New draft regulations have been developed to regulate demolition waste recycling in the community. There are currently two operating facilities in the territory, and more have expressed interest. A Mohawk Council executive directive was passed by 10 council chiefs on Monday, June 20th, in support of the document. Radzahayas Carl Horn was out of office, and Martin LeBourne abstained due to conflict of interest. The new draft regulations can be viewed at gunhawaga.com/lands. The community will have 30 days to provide feedback on these draft regulations, which, upon formal passage and implementation, will provide the sanitary conditions law with its first regulatory component. Of importance, the draft regulations require each facility to pay an annual fee, a specific rate per ton, as well as a one-time fully refundable deposit based on an amount per acre in case their project results in contamination of any kind. The fees will ensure inspections of these facilities, that roads damaged by heavy trucks are maintained, and the administration of permits. All monies collected from demolition waste recycling facilities will go directly into costs related to the oversight of this activity. The refundable deposit ensures rehabilitation of the site if needed. One aspect of the regulations includes the prohibition for facilities to hold demolition waste recycling products for long periods of time. Items that come into the territory will have to leave the territory in a timely manner. All sites will be required to have an official permit. Demolition waste recycling rarely results in contamination and usually involves items like asphalt, concrete, and other materials from building demolition projects. The items are separated at local facilities and resold. To provide feedback on the draft regulations, please contact Debbie Morris by email at debbie.morris@mck.ca, in person at the MCK Lands Unit, or by telephone at 450-638-8244 by July 20th, 2016 at 4 p.m. The MCK values the community's feedback.